Thank you for tuning in to our midweek podcast with Pastor Dinesh Mitchell. We hope this message will bless you and your family.
Five unholy covenants that you need to break free from. Number one, ancestral covenants. Many a times I have seen people oppressed, depressed, or even suppressed by the enemy due to certain things that they did not do, but certain things that their ancestors did. Look at this verse in Exodus chapter 20, verse number 5. You shall not bow down to them or worship them, for I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God. Punish the children for the sins of the parents to the third and fourth generation. Third and fourth generation. There are things, maybe the covenants that you didn't make, but your parents did. Your grandfather, grandmother did. From your mother's side, from your father's side. And now those things are operating in your life. And you're wondering, Lord, I received salvation, but why am I still under this? Because there is a responsibility for you to repent, renounce, and break those covenants and those ties so that you can receive the blessing, not only for the second and third, but for 100 generations, for generations that are ahead of you. Number two, sexual covenants. 1 Corinthians 6, 16 says this, do you not know that he who joined to a harlot is one body with her? Okay. For the two, he says, shall become one flesh. So this doesn't mean only if somebody who sleeps with a prostitute, that affects. But we are living in a culture and a day where marriage covenant is not kept holy. Marriage bed is not kept holy. Marriage covenant is not kept holy. But feel like, oh, if I want to, I can sleep with anybody. But here it says that you become one. There is a covenant and a sealing, and there is a bridge that is formed through that covenant, and the things that are in their life begin to come to your life, and your life transfer to their life. Sexual covenants. If you have been engaged in any of it, or if you have been abused, if you have been molested, something that happened to you forcibly, unethically, you can still break those covenants that even happened that way so that you don't have to succumb to the torment of the devil. Number three, verbal covenants. Proverbs 18:21 says, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruit. This is true. If you have been speaking curses, words, oh, I don't want to live anymore. I don't want to do this anymore. My life is a living hell. You will begin to live the life what you have been speaking, because the future that you live, the day today, that the present that you live to now, or rather the life that you live now, is an accumulation of the words spoken over your life. Do you know that? Because words have power, words have life. And there are covenants that enemy makes. Oh, I just said it. No, the enemy does not say, take it like you just said it. He takes that opportunity of your weakness so that he can establish a covenant so that he can have access into your life. Number four, symbolic covenants. Deuteronomy chapter 7, verses number 25 and 26 says this, you shall burn the carved images of their gods with fire. You shall not covet the silver, the gold, nor take for yourself, lest you be snared, for it is an abomination for the Lord your God. Now, symbolic covenants, secret societies, big cults and occults, martial arts and yoga, all kinds of things that sometimes innocently people feel like there is nothing connected Of course, there are things connected. Now you're wondering why you have body pains, depression, sleeplessness, and so many other things. It is a result of symbolic covenants. The enemy knows how to condition your mind so that he can gain access. And that is what it has happened to the world. That's why Paul says, do not be unaware of the schemes of the enemy. Symbolic covenants. Unknowingly, are you connected to any of it? Because you can break it and walk in freedom. Finally, number 5, demonic covenants. This is pretty straightforward. Any covenant that you made, anything in Ephesians chapter 6 verses 12, it warns, our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against authorities, against principalities and powers. What it talks about is, there are things that we are fighting unknowingly. And sometimes knowingly or unknowingly, you make demonic covenants through false worship. Worship of graven or man-made idols or images. It says that there is covenants that you make. And that is why the Lord continuously told the people of Israel. And throughout the word of God, you see there's so many things. The Lord continuously addresses idols and things that people worship. Because this is worship. Attracts a covenant, and that covenant has to be broken, and the covenant with the living God has to be established so that the things and the living God's life will begin to fall, or rather flow in your life. So today, if you have the book, the Freedom Blueprint, there is an exercise and prayers of repentance in page number 27 and 28. Once again, you can download the free e-copy from my website. The link will be on the screen, www.dineshmichel.org. And you can download the copy, go through these prayers of repentance, and you will see immediate freedom from any demonic covenant. And you may know it and not, but still, if you go through these repentance prayers, you will see freedom.
That's a wrap on today's Divine Breakthrough. Remember, every challenge is just a setup for your next miracle. See you soon in the next episode.